RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
All right, now we're going to talk about the survey findings of the very unhappy law faculty at Auckland University of Technology, AUT. And this has come to light through a blog post by David Farah on his Kiwi blog. David is a blogger and media commentator. I'm sure you've heard of him and has been on RCR before. And he has come across a survey about happiness at AUT Law Faculty. And in his blog, he's given the results of that. Also some quotes from people caught up in, let's say, argy-bargy in the law faculty. So we thought we'd get David on to find out more. And David Farah is with us now. David, morning. Welcome to RCR. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning. Great to be back.
Boy, where to start with this? Your blog, and it comes from a leaked copy of the latest staff survey from AUT Law Faculty, you say, on your Kiwi blog post of the 3rd of September. A leaked copy, and you say it's very clear that it is a very unhappy place. And then you've summarised some of the results. First of all, what, someone just dropped it in your inbox, did they?
Several people in the faculty are very unhappy, and the problem they have is the university does a survey saying, are you happy at all these areas? The law faculty has a significant minority saying, no, we're really unhappy, we've been bullied, we've been discriminated against. But then the faculty leadership, when they discuss it, gaslight them almost and say, well, you know, methodology's not fine, there's not really anything to do here. So they're thinking, well, what else can we do? Because we've filled in the survey, the results show law faculties much unhappier than all the other faculties at AUT. So almost in desperation, I think, is why they leaked it, because they know that going through the proper channels actually hasn't worked.
Yeah, is it just the law, well, just the law faculty that you're aware of, but this may be university-wide, I don't know. But why, do we know why it's, is there something about the law faculty that we're missing here?
Well, I think there's a number of aspects there. I mean, we don't have the results for each faculty, but we have the overall average for the university, which is around 20% better on average. So as soon as there's a problem with law, you know, the Dean of Law recently got quite famous or infamous when a KC wrote an objection to Kangam being taught as a compulsory part of law school. And she said, you're an old racist dinosaur, go die off in the corner. Now, that's sort of like not what you expect from a Dean of Law. Dean of Laws are the ones who are meant to welcome debate, civility. And I think a number of people have looked at that and thought, well, if this is the leadership from the dean, maybe it's no surprise that if there's bullying within the faculty, it's not being sorted out. Because, you know, rather than respond to the KC, she just chose to insult him.
Yeah, I want to get to some of those quotes shortly, because you've got those in the blog piece as well. But let's go through some of the percentages here. Would recommend AUT as a great place to work, 45%. Well, that's below a pass rate, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, you never get 100%, but I've worked at a lot of workplaces. I think in most of them, you know, you expect it to be 65, 70%, you know, not under 50.
AUT is in a position to succeed, 42%.
Yes, you know, and that's really singing the warning bells. It's saying we want you to succeed, but we're not.
Have confidence in senior leaders. Just bear with me, because I think our listeners need to know these numbers. Have confidence in senior leaders at AUT. It just keeps getting lower, 35%.
The one that I thought was best is the last one, for it's related to the senior leader.
I was going to get to that.
well, it's just like that 20 of 26 law faculty staff took part, and only 5% said they have confidence if the wrong person's in the job, they'll be sorted out. So what it makes me wonder is it just this one person's that one person who thinks it is all good, and the other 90 are all saying, no, it's not.
Yeah, just quickly rattle through. AUT has a thriving research culture, 35. Comfortable reporting inappropriate behaviour, 30. So obviously people are worried about that. Workloads are divided fairly, 25. Innovation is recognised and rewarded, stunning, 20. These are percentages. AUT were, we are good at learning from our mistakes, 20. The right people are recognised and rewarded, 20. And then the last one you mentioned. So this is dismal. I want to go to some of the quotes then, and maybe you want to speak to some of those that you had come in the law school. Any unpleasant shite that I encounter trickles down to us from the Hill. Faculty and central management at AUT is quite impressive in its uniformly gobsmacking awfulness and incompetence. Wow.
Yeah, so that's from one of their full professors. And what's interesting is he's trying to say there's no problem in the faculty. It's all to do with the central university. But this is what's really, I think, outraged some of the other faculty people, because when you've got only one in five people agreeing things are right, you'd think good leadership would be, well, let's dig beneath this. Let's find out what's wrong. Let's have some one-on-one chats. But instead, you sort of just get these passive-aggressive emails saying, oh, it's a bad survey, we shouldn't read anything into it, it's all someone else's fault.
Yeah, now, referring back to Kylie Quince, Dean of Law, and there's this quote from, well, you'll tell us who it's from. I appreciate that the last few days may have been difficult for law school colleagues and students following media coverage about Kylie's posts on her personal Facebook page. That's what you were talking about before, right?
Yes.
AUT has been working with her to help ensure she is safe and supported. I can now confirm I have spoken with Kylie and that there is no ongoing disciplinary process in relation to this matter. So it's all about her safety and support and not calling people, racist dinosaurs, and no disciplinary process. So you can kind of say anything you want, and it doesn't matter.
Well, you can if you're the dean, I think is what you conclude. Because, look, if a first-year law student responded to a legal argument with calling someone names and saying, I hope you die, they'd be failed the course. Yeah, you know, it just would not be acceptable. So when you have the dean saying, well, this is the appropriate way to respond, you can imagine you've got all these faculty members who think, well, I'm not going to raise concerns with her. I'm not going to say I might have a slightly different view on the role of Tikanga in the law, etc., because they've seen what's going to happen. And then, as you've just read out, the university, rather than saying, look, it's not really good leadership for the dean to behave like this in public, actually are just saying we're only worried about the dean.
Yeah, and more from Pro, Vice-Chancellor in charge of the law faculty. We understand diversity of opinion. What is most important is that as colleagues, we uphold our values and remain kind and supportive. Of course, they relentlessly hammer us with these frickin' words, don't they?
I know, and the irony is that, you know, the public spat has hurt colleagues of a racist dinosaur die in the corner. And her boss then says, well, the important thing is we're all kind and supportive. I mean, you do a Monty Python show about it.
It feels like, you're right, it feels like Monty Python, and it would be funny in that context.
Yes, yes, yeah, we're all individuals. I'm not. We're all kind, except you racist dinosaur.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're laughing about it, but this is kind of tragic, don't you think, David?
Well, yeah, universities are important. Law faculties are arguably even more important because the rule of law is probably one of the greatest inventions of nation states. It leads to rights, it leads to confidence, it leads to lack of discrimination. And when you have this within a law faculty, it does make you concerned for what it's like for the staff there. They've made it pretty clear, but also for the students, because if this is how the staff treat each other, you wonder how the students get treated.
Have you heard from any students?
No, I haven't. But there have been a number of staff reaching out, because what's happened too is one of the professors there has emailed all his staff when he saw my blog post calling them cowards and that they should leave and be ashamed. And then he's actually threatened them and said, we can find out who you are through IT. I know who you are. You're a coward, etc. Which, of course, you can you imagine next year's survey, what the results are going to be for do you feel bullied?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking that some of our listeners will be thinking, you know, this is kind of a firing offence. You know, you've got to go if it's like that. In fact, more than one, probably.
Well, they need to sort it out. Leadership is about when you have a problem, you try and fix it. But what they've done is the survey showed there's a problem, but actually they tried to deny there's a problem. They minimised it. They gaslit their own faculty, which is why they started leaking. Now, look, leaking's not a great thing to do, but you need to think about, well, what drives them to it?
And the culture. Any ideas on how we got to this? Because there must be some selection process in recruitment, and what, do you tick all the boxes on bullying and you get the job?
Well, I don't know what their selection process is, but usually in the past, and I'm someone, I've never been a lawyer, but I did do law for a bit down Otago, and, you know, the deans of the law school then were these sort of figures of absolute respect and authority. They were the ones who would challenge you intellectually, not ones that would call you names and bully you, etc. And really, AUT needs to say, what is it we're expecting from our leadership there? Because sometimes your best legal scholars aren't necessarily the best people to lead a faculty. That's actually about being able to work well with people.
Again, I go back to it, this relentless sort of churning, wash, rinse, repeat of safe and supported, safe and kind, not to anyone else except themselves. They must have one hell of an overinflated impression of themselves, of their self-importance is the only thing I can, that comes to mind for me. And and you don't have to opine on that, but that's what comes through.
Yeah, and I think if there's a word that's more misused in this modern age than anything else, it's safety. Safety used to be, you know, you don't think someone's going to mug you randomly going down the street. You're not going to have a home invasion. But safety now is, I'm not going to be criticized. I'm not going to feel upset. I have a right not to be offended. Because no one wants to be against safety. It's like the moment you pull out the safety one, everyone else has to stop because you don't want to make someone feel unsafe. So people know this is the card you play to close things down.
Imagine them all meeting. It must be like a meeting of snowflakes coming together, you know?
Well, I sort of wonder why also they haven't been meeting more in person rather than these passive-aggressive emails around each other, you know, saying there is a problem, there isn't a problem, maybe there is a problem, but only in this area. You know, in most workplaces, you know, you get together, you have a staff meeting, you can have some robust discussion, and you would think the law faculty of all places would be where you could do this.
And the management should be saying, you better sort this out, otherwise some of you are going to be heading out the door.
Well, the management seems to be more concerned about the dean's feelings than the rest of the faculty. Hopefully, what I've done by exposing this, and there's been follow-ups in the Herald and Business Desk, will mean that the university hierarchy is going to say, look, no, we need to make things better here. I'm not quite sure how, because they've got quite a problem, but the reason it leaked is because people want it to be better. I don't think there's people there who want to leave. People who are legal academics tend to love what they do. They have a love of the law, but they're very unhappy.
Yeah, no one wants to be called a racist dinosaur, I suppose.
No, well, that wasn't to a faculty member. That was
no,
to,
I know,
to
but
a
you know, that's
AC,
the form.
Yes.
That's
but
the
people,
form.
Yeah, it's just not a good example from your leadership.
Fascinating, David. Thanks for coming on. And well, first of all, really interesting that you've exposed it. But thanks for coming on and chatting about it. And I'll be really interested, so with our listeners, to see where this goes from here. Now that it's getting the disinfectant of sunlight.
Absolutely.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.